Today marks World Press Freedom Day, an event aimed at celebrating the principles of press freedom and to defend the media from attacks. It comes after Nigeria entered the list of worst nations in the world for violent acts against journalists. RFI's Raisa Yusuf spoke to Guy Berger, director of the Department for Freedom of Expression at UNESCO. He says that countries like Ghana and Liberia are making progress.
Some of the leading countries, for example, are Ghana. Ghana has really showed itself to be one of the countries that has most been reforming the media law situation. And recently, some other countries have begun to change their laws on defamation, because previously it would be a state case for criminal defamation, and so a journalist could then be sent to prison simply for affecting the reputation of somebody. So countries that have been very good at repealing criminal defamation laws are, for example, Liberia.
Nigeria has been cited on the journalist violence list for the first time this year. What are the reasons behind this situation?
In Nigeria, it seems that journalists and the media, there have been attacks by religious extremists. Now, on the one hand, you have the religious extremists who are attacking the media. On the other hand, what is the responsibility of the government? Because any government must be protecting its citizens, and it should especially protect the journalists because they are such public citizens. They are so visible. And the government can do more, and it should do more, to try to find those who are attacking the journalists, bombing the media houses, get these extremists and take them to court and sentence them or prosecute them in a fair trial. This is very important, because when a government is not doing enough on this question, then those who are killing journalists, they continue to kill because they never see any repercussions. They never have consequences.
And why is the government not doing more to fight the situation?
I think what is needed in a case like Nigeria is a number of things. One is that the media itself must be very vocal in raising the importance of government action to track down these attackers. And then number two, the government itself needs to decide if it needs some special mechanism. So in some countries in Latin America, they have created a special investigating unit to find the killers of journalists. In other countries, they have special protection units to make sure that if a journalist is receiving death threats, there's some police protection. So maybe the Nigerian government needs to look at those questions. And then it needs to become very public in announcing the condemnation of the killing of journalists.
What are the wider consequences of impunity for attacks against journalists?
Well, I think it's well known that when a journalist is attacked or killed and nothing happens, that the public then begins to